WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with First Weather and our chief meteorologist, Dan Zarrow. It feels like rain out there this morning.
It does. It is super humid and warm out there. Kind of surprising for January. But temperatures across most of New Jersey in the 50s this morning. The exception here is around Sussex County, still holding on to 30s with rain falling there. So steady rain is crossing the Delaware River now, and things are going to pick up and become pretty wet through the morning hours and into the early afternoon. I think the rain won't taper off until about the middle of the afternoon. So flood watches posted for 1 to 2 inches of rainfall. That may cause ponding on roadways, flooding in low-lying areas, a wind advisory in effect along the coast for gusts over 40 miles an hour. Temperatures will start to tumble as rain wraps up this afternoon, and then clearing skies and a lighter wind tonight, lows in the upper 20s to around 30, dry but cooler tomorrow, 35 to 40. Right now, Morristown is 53, West Deptford 56, and Franklin 55.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:02. The Middlesex County prosecutor has declined to bring charges against the man Katie Brennan says raped her while she was working on Phil Murphy's campaign for governor. The attorney general ordered Middlesex to take a second look at the case after Union County also refused to charge Al Alvarez. Brennan issuing a statement to us last night saying the message was loud and clear to rape victims. Don't come forward. Patrick Lavery joins us live this morning with what you need to know about this story. Patrick?
Eric, the contention by Brennan has always been, secondary to the rape allegations, of course, that the system failed her. The Hudson and Union County prosecutors, the governor's office, the state attorney general, and now Middlesex County. Brennan says she will continue to fight for accountability for Al Alvarez and to bring about policy changes to that system that not only put her in danger, but which she says persists in its protection of sexual predators and silenced survivors. An attorney for Brennan says the decision by Middlesex County is not in keeping with the spirit of the AG's directive to investigate further. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Temperatures this morning are, for the most part, in the 50s today. But we have some very heavy, potentially flooding rains on the way for almost all of New Jersey. A flood watch is posted through this afternoon, as 1 to 2 inches of rainfall could cause ponding on roadways and flooding of low-lying areas. We also have a wind advisory in effect until noon for the coast. Gusts over 40 miles an hour are possible. Skies will clear and winds will die down later tonight. And Dan will have more on what you can expect as we push closer to the weekend coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead, we'll have the latest now on the government shutdown and how New Jersey plans to go about raising the minimum wage. Those stories in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Good morning.
Make New Jersey 101.5 part of your Alexa weekday morning routine.
Now listening to New Jersey 101.5.
Instantly hear updated flash reports with the latest breaking news and weather. Weekdays, wake up with Alexa and New Jersey 101.5.
Thank you.
This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. We have temperatures that are in the 50s. It is humid out, and we have some heavy, steady, potentially flooding rains on the way for much of the day today. We do have flood watches in effect and a wind advisory along the coast. Gusts could be in excess of 40 miles an hour. It'll all dry out tonight, and then Dan will give us a peek into the weekend coming up here in a couple of minutes. President Trump has conceded there's no place like the House for a State of the Union address. He is postponing this year's message until after the partial government shutdown ends. When that will be is unclear. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had withdrawn her invitation to use her chamber as scheduled Tuesday night. While the White House considered other venues, Trump tweeted last night he would wait after all. Atlantic Health System in Morristown and Bergen County's Safety Net Hospitals are offering temp jobs to federal workers furloughed during the shutdown. There are about 5,000 of them in New Jersey. Both hospital systems say they will expedite applications from federal workers and could have them on the job and earning in days. Jersey lawmakers are set to begin considering a bill to hike the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2024. The Assembly Labor Committee is set to consider the legislation today, the first chance for the public to comment. Legislative leaders announced a deal with Governor Murphy for hiking the minimum wage from $8.85 to $10 by July 1st, then $1 a year until reaching $15 in 2024. We're learning more details, but many mysteries remain surrounding the tragic death of a Newark second grader. As authorities continue to investigate, they say the suspect is the boyfriend of the boy's mother.
On Wednesday, Essex County prosecutors ruled 7-year-old Aiden Brown's death a homicide caused by blunt force trauma. Police were called to the boy's home this week and found him unresponsive. He was later pronounced dead at the hospital. Authorities initially charged 36-year-old Mark Harper with endangering the welfare of a child. But prosecutors say the investigation led to charges being upgraded to homicide. Harper, who is in custody, is identified as the boyfriend of the young boy's mother. Prosecutors have not explained, however, how exactly the child was killed or what motivated the suspect. Matthew White, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Opening arguments have begun in the murder trial of the man accused of strangling a former high school classmate during a robbery and throwing her body off a bridge into the Shark River. Monmouth County prosecutors claim Liam McItasney thought he was going to get $100,000 from the robbery, but only got about $8,000. They also say he confessed to the killing of Sarah Stern in a conversation recorded by a friend who was working with investigators, but his defense lawyers say McItasney made it all up as he was trying to impress the friend who was an experienced horror movie maker. As part of a plan to address the worsening opioid abuse epidemic, New Jersey's medical marijuana program is now being expanded.
According to Jersey Health Commissioner Dr. Sharif Elnahal, opioid use disorder has just been added to the list of conditions that can be treated with medical marijuana.
There's epidemiologic data and there's clinical data that strongly suggests medical marijuana can help people bridge and reduce their dependence on opioids.
Two landmark studies last year demonstrated states with medical marijuana programs had a lower overdose death rate, says Dr. Elnahal. We know cannabis helps treat chronic pain, and it can also help with mood disorder issues. In Camden, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:10. Cory Booker's state director is apparently joining the Murphy administration as the new chief of staff. Multiple sources say George Helmy has accepted the job. Pete Camerano left the job last week. Despite knowing he was going to need a new chief, Murphy's had a hard time finding somebody to take the job. No fewer than three of his top choices to run his administration turned him down. Police are again looking for a thief who stole from a collection jar. Hamilton police, Mercer County, say a woman used a plastic fork to fish out money from a Special Olympics collection jar at the Wawa on Quaker Bridge Road. She can be seen doing it on store surveillance video. It is not known how much money she was able to get out. Can shops in New Jersey attract enough auto mechanics over the next several years? There's concern interest in the field will not match with demand as older mechanics age out and more vehicle miles traveled result in a greater need for services.
Jim Appleton with the New Jersey Coalition of Automotive Retailers says dealerships aren't pushing the panic button just yet.
But they do feel the pain in trying to find and retain good technicians in their shop. They're always on the lookout.
Judy Savage with the New Jersey Council of County Vocational Technical Schools says close to 1,600 secondary students are enrolled in automotive programs, programs that always strive to keep up with the computer-driven times.
The schools must continually invest in updated equipment. The instructors need to maintain their skills and their certifications.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. Warm and humid when you step outside, and here comes the rain. We'll get an extended look at the forecast with Dan, and then we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
5:14 on this Thursday morning as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, to detail the heavy rains on the way, Dan.
That's right. Umbrellas up, windshield wipers on, and lights on for that matter, too, with the steady heavy rain just now moving into New Jersey. So if it's not raining where you are now, it will very soon. We're going to get drenched through this morning, and the early afternoon looks like the rain will taper off completely around the middle to late part of the afternoon. In addition to the rain, we have the flooding threat. 1 to 2 inches of rain may cause ponding on roadways, flooding a low-lying area. There's also a wind concern here. Early on, even, we could see 40-plus mile-an-hour wind gusts. Right now, those winds coming out of a southerly direction. Later on, a northerly wind going to carry in colder air. Temperatures are in the upper 50s across most of the state. That's where we're going to stay through midday. But as the rain wraps up this afternoon, cooler air will return, so temperatures take a tumble. Tonight, clearing skies, lighter winds, chilly temperatures. Lows in the upper 20s to around 30. And we do end up on the cooler side overall tomorrow. 35 to 40 degrees, mostly sunny and breezy, maybe a few flurries flying around. The weekend actually looks quiet, although Saturday looks pretty cold. Highs only in the lower 30s with a mix of sun and clouds, recovering to the 40s on Sunday with increasing clouds. Could be a shower around on Sunday, too. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, prosecutors will not charge the man a Murphy staffer claims raped her during the campaign, but Katie Brennan says she will continue to seek justice. Lawmakers start the process of hiking New Jersey's minimum wage today. The first increase could come July 1st. In sports, the NHL locals had the night off as they get ready for All-Star Weekend. Sixers and Nets win, Knicks lose. Roy Halladay will have no team logo on his Hall of Fame plaque. He was equally beloved as both a Philly and a Blue Jay. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey Fast Traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara with your bus stop forecast for this Thursday morning. Bus stop's going to be soggy with periods of heavy rain through this morning and this afternoon. Now, you might not need a jacket this morning with temperatures in the 50s, but you will later on as temperatures tumble into the 30s by about sunset tonight. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
Dennis and Judy.
Was having an MRI done. I was listening to you guys while I was in the machine.
Oh, that's cool. That is so cool. I know how uncomfortable that could be. Not being in the MRI, listening to our show for any prolonged period of time.
Weekdays 10 till 2 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is on a Thursday morning. The weekend is in sight, but boy, we've got some heavy rains we're going to have to get through before we get there, and there are flood watches going up across the Garden State today. It could make for a very messy morning commute. Wind gusts could top 40 miles an hour down the shore, and a wind advisory is in effect. All of this will move out tonight. Step outside this morning. It is warm and humid. Dan will have more on the forecast coming up in just a couple of minutes. President Trump's approval rating has tumbled again in the latest survey from the Associated Press. 34% of Americans approve of Trump's job performance, compared to 42% last month, and 6 in 10 Americans blame the president for the partial government shutdown. The public, as well as politicians trying to figure out who's funding their rivals, may one day gain access to now secret information about the big money contributors to issue advocacy groups that take sides in elections or debates on state house issues in New Jersey.
Senator Troy Singleton says there's a real and growing cynicism about government, and the campaign finance rules are a key component of that, especially after the Citizens United ruling that allows for independent groups to get unlimited donations and not disclose their funders.
Transparency has always been one of the fundamental tenets of campaign finance regulation. Voters deserve to know who is trying to influence their elected representatives' vote.
Singleton's bill would require independent groups that spend $3,000 or more on an election or advocate an action on a bill or regulation to disclose all donors who give over $10,000, as well as how they spend their money. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
I'm on New Jersey's First News, 5:24. As the opioid abuse epidemic continues to get worse in New Jersey, Governor Murphy is announcing several new initiatives have been launched to try and address the crisis.
In addition to adding opioid addiction to the list of eligible conditions for medical marijuana, Governor Murphy says he's also scrapping prior authorization requirements for Medicaid patients to get opioid meds, and he's establishing two opioid treatment centers of excellence in Newark and Camden.
We hope we can hold these two locations up as models in our state. Essex County and Camden County, unfortunately, are the number one and two counties of opioid deaths.
We hope to break the back of this awful scourge, says the governor. Too many of our residents are overdosing. In Camden, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A high-speed internet company has come out with a list of most Googled tech questions for every state, and some tech myths most believe but aren't true. New Jersey's most often Googled question, iPhone or Samsung? And among the most common tech myths, 3 in 10 believe airport x-ray scanners can wipe your hard drive. They can't. And more than half still believe charging your phone overnight can ruin the battery. Used to be the case, but no longer. It is warm and humid, but heavy rains are on the way. Dan has the forecast in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also coming up at 5:30, Katie Brennan says the message for sexual assault victims is clear. Don't come forward. We'll have the latest on her story on the half hour. And business news is next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news. Asian stocks mostly higher as positive U.S. earnings reports reassured investors the world's largest economy was on track on Wall Street. All of the major market averages were higher. The Dow will open at 24,575 today. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. Our news directors, Annette Petrocioni, content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery, and Sergio Bichaus at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.